Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi. So this day is in memory of my father, Avi Mori Binyamin Shimshon Ben Chaim, was Nifter about a year ago, Shabbos, Erev Chanukah. And my father gave me a number of advices, a number of etzes during his life. One of the things he gave me when I was just starting off on my career was, if you're going to do public speaking, make sure it's 5 to 7 minutes because you'll lose everybody after that. And I think it was a very good etza. So my father was basically a very private person, a quiet person, a humble man, I would say, and he was always an optimist. He always looked at the positive things. He believed very strongly in unity of the community, and that's why this morning means a lot to him, I would think, in the sense that we're bringing together a number of different shuls, a number of different organizations to learn together in a day and make it meaningful. My father was always a very proud Jew. It was difficult in the 50s and the 60s when he went through school. He was one of three guys in medical school in his year. There were quotas. He had some difficulties during his residency and internship with Shabbos. And my father dedicated his life to taking care of poor people. My father never developed a private practice or a academic career, although he clearly could have done both of those. He chose to take care of people that were underserved. For me, the most memorable thing about my father was always on Shabbos. Shabbos was very, very special for my father. Every Shabbos was special. I remember after I got married and moved away, you try to call my father an hour before Shabbos, the phones were already off. My father was never one of these guys that was always rushing like I am 5 minutes before Shabbos. He was always set, and it was something that he did for his entire life. And it's something that I could learn certainly from him as well on that. He also would call every Erev Shabbos the Erev Hotline in Miami Beach. I mean, the Erev's been up for 40 years in Miami Beach. It's never down. But he felt every time he had to call the Erev Hotline, and it was important to him. And most important to him was that he never worked on Shabbos. My father was a physician. He practiced until he was 77. He never worked on Shabbos. And that was a key component of what my father was about. The other thing I learned about from my father was the Kedushas of the Beis Knesset and the Beis HaMedrash. He was very strict on me and my brothers and my sister as well about no talking in shul. And it wasn't only about not talking during davening, but it was even before davening and after davening. You're in a makom kadosh, you shouldn't be talking about me, it was always the dolphins, it should be about something which is more important. Take it outside is what he would tell me all the time. And I learned from that. And probably the last thing that he taught me, or most important thing he taught me also, was about Lashon Hara. My father was one of these optimists, and he would not allow us at Shabbos or any other time to talk about other people. My father was just very, very machbit on that. And I think there's something to say about a person who felt very strongly about these types of midos, and it's certainly something that I've learned, and hopefully something that I can pass on to my kids as well. So my father loved to work. He worked, as I said, very long into his career, as long as he could. When he was no longer able physically to work, it was very challenging for him. But his memory should be a blessed memory for us and for the family. And hopefully this get-together will be an aliyah to the neshama. I want to thank Rabbi Reingold, Rabbi Blate, the Kolo, the Yeshiva Greater Washington. My father was from Washington many, many years ago. He was very connected to Washington. He served as a lieutenant commander in the Navy for a number of years. And we're proud to sponsor this thing in memory of my father, because we think it's a very important, the Yeshiva and the Kolo are very important and central to this community. And I think it's underutilized by myself, at least, and by other people. And perhaps, you know, bringing people together in this type of a thing will increase the knowledge and the ability of people to come together and study together and learn together. And we think it's a very good cause, and we appreciate everybody coming out this morning. Thank you.